My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know.
There you go.
All right,
if a cause was right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 4th of July, Independence Day morning. We are broadcasting live from the Peace Street Road Race. This is our 4th. We got a long way to go to catch up with Chesley and a whole lot of other people. And this is like the 50 whatever.
A green person walking
there is
past
a, yes, lots of makeup.
How you doing?
I'm telling you, that's a movie person right there.
Yeah, you probably
that is
right.
A makeup artist from the industry right there.
She is like green and she is posing for pictures and everything.
And it's cold out. Sam and Greg Sports Radio.
Outstanding.
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and a happy 4th to everybody in Conyers.
Out there in Conyers.
Out in
going
Conyers.
Out I-20 East.
Out the Supernatural Highway. And we've seen some. Now, listen, I got to tell you something. I ain't seen. You suspected we were going to see Barbies.
I have not seen
one Barbie.
I have not seen the Barbies yet. We've seen everything else.
Scored on. Superman. Seen a Superman.
Yep.
We've seen some people come by and ask
Captain
for
America.
A lot of that.
Captain America? Is that it?
Got people asking for different on-air people. Abe Gordon, we heard that woman
just
got her shoe kicked off.
You
there.
Okay?
How you get your
shoe
listening. Kicked off?
Thanks for listening.
She's listening to us right now.
But don't lose your shoe.
That literally just happen? Are you listening to us now?
And she ran right out of her
shoe. And she stopped to acknowledge us, and somebody kicked her shoe off.
And her shoe came off. You okay?
You all right there, all right?
She's okay. She's
well,
right.
She didn't really check because there's a delay now. she's got the delay working.
Nice.
So thank you.
Oh, you
thank
got you. Social. She's social.
There you go. Thank
all
you
right.
for listening to us and everybody.
What's going on?
That is running by. Happy. Would have been Al Davis's birthday today.
Oh, man.
I also know that I think it was Steinbrenner's birthday. He's another 4th of July person.
4th of July person?
Yeah. George Steinbrenner. Him, Chuck Tanner.
Okay.
Would have been his birthday today and some others. We'll get to them in a little bit.
We got our top finishers. Our top finishers, of course, they came through the park a long time ago. They came just zooming by us. When things got going around 6:30 this morning. And Daniel Rumenchuk makes history for this event. He's the men's wheelchair racer. In a time of 1937, he is the first seven-time winner. The first seven-time
seven-time.
Seven-time
winner. That's Jimmy Johnson-like.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Seven-time winner of this event. So shout-out to Daniel. Susanna Scaroni. Also extended her streak. She's won again today. The women's at a time of 21:39. The men's elite runner was Sebastian Saul. It broke the tape at 28:03. Men's time and the women's elite was Stacy Dwea, and her time was 31:12. So those are your top finishers of the elite divisions and the wheel division here at the Peachtree Road Race today.
And congratulations to them. I'm smelling Chinese food.
Are you?
Yeah, I smell some Chinese. I smell some Chinese food.
Something's cooking. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, Rock.
Something's cooking.
It's the Rock over.
That's what we got. That's what we got. We were hoping to try to catch up with John.
Oh, I thought he was ready to go.
Is he ready? Oh, well, heck, he's there.
Go ahead, man.
Man, you know what? This guy, he does so many different things, from GPB to stuff with Atlanta United. But today, he has a very special task.
Well, you got to break this down.
And we're going to check in with John Nelson. John, good morning to you.
Morning, buddy.
From in between Biscayne Drive and Colonial Homes Drive, alongside Peachtree Road, in the spirit of Gail Barron, Chris Vice, John Benoit Samuelson, Don McClellan, and Jeff Galloway, we're actually here watching the road race. 60,000 walkers, runners, and posers going up the road, heading southbound into Midtown Atlanta, headed toward for the both of you as we speak. It is a glorious July 4th here. Flash is July 4th, the 55th Peachtree Road Race is clinched. Something like that.
We got no. Hang on a second. Okay. Noel has that recorded. We got to play that again.
You know what
at
I mean?
At some point,
he's just all over.
You got to like a guy who comes with material.
He had everything. He's loaded for bear.
Yeah.
But tell us why you are up there, because you're not running today. So what has you up?
Well,
what has you up there on the course at that point? What has you up there?
The boss. The boss is in her 11th Peachtree Road Race.
Okay.
And it took me a couple of years to figure out a system about getting around the traffic patterns and all the closed lanes and things. At the halfway point, I deliver sustenance so she can survive the second half of the race, because I'm halfway up Cardiac Hill at this point, and everybody's sitting there looking at Bennett Street and looking at the hill going, oh, look, there's a hospital to my right. Maybe I'll just turn. But, you know, what she's done is she started doing this. This is her 11th, and she started doing it as something to better herself and become a healthier human being, which is far, far more than I can say for myself. I come and cheer and sit there and eat breakfast and watch her go by and towel her off and give her, you know, whatever she needs to make the final three miles on the road. So, no, I am here strictly in a cheerleading capacity.
Now, where is the meal afterwards? Because you've done all this special stuff.
Well, see, now,
prepare
Craig,
her.
See, I can't divulge that, because if I do,
I
then that means other folks are going to get there before us, and then the table that we'd like to have to eat might be taken up by others who are like, oh, that's a great idea, and they're ahead of her and they finish ahead of her.
Yeah, that is a plan. I absolutely agree with it. Okay.
Yeah, you do. This is John Nelson, who today celebrates the 4th of July by being a great cheerleader and supporter for this event.
You call her the boss?
For the boss.
In a related story, this would have been George Steinbrenner's birthday.
Well, there you go. Talk about bosses. Great bosses.
He'll fire all of us and then hire us back July 5th.
That's just what it does. John, thoughts about this day and it being such a part of the fabric of our community and what it does and what you see when you look at the Peachtree Road Race. You see Atlanta.
You do. And you see the Southeast. You see a point of focus for what has evolved into the world's elite. I mean, you look at everyone who has come here in the past, and, you know, in my opening rant, you know, you name some of the big names that are here getting ready for Olympics and things like that. And they're coming here and they're chasing after. Instead of it being just the first 110, it turned into prize money. And then it turned into something where both the men's and women's elite would come here. And, you know, for it to be the largest 10K, you get to see folks who, you know, they're out there, and it doesn't matter if they're 10 or 99, and they're walking it and they're running it. And it's a way for all of us to sit there and be reminded that, you know, you look at everybody going past me right now, it's a melting pot. And that's the best part of the race, and that's the best part of this country that we get to see here with 60,000 folks walking by us and running by us and doing it more than once and walking by with their T-shirt, which is a rite of passage, you know, and their signs for folks, hey, do you need, you know, a beverage, a frosty beverage? Do you need breakfast? I mean, literally, that's what folks are out here for. I'm staring at our normal tailgate, and that's what it is. It's a tailgate. And they're handing out bacon biscuits and various types of beverages. I see a mix that is rather red, that when added to other things, It is named after a famous superhero of the 1980s, you know, B.A. Baracus himself. Mr. T's Buddy Berry Mix. It's out there, right there. It's right there in front of me. That's the kind of stuff that we get to see all across it.
We're continuously getting greeted by guests as you were talking to John, and I was trying to remember what I wanted to ask you, and I was thinking to myself, you'd be hard-pressed to find a couple things that the Chamber of Commerce wouldn't grab beside this race, the airport, to show the world as a reason why you need to come to Atlanta. This is what we have as far as regular events.
And that's the fun part of all of this, you know. And this is, when you're talking about the race in and of itself, it's something that's shared by generations within a family. And like I said, I've seen folks from all ages of the spectrum tackling Peachtree Road here, but it's something that, you know, your grandfather probably started in the 70s, and then your parents, they followed in your grandparents' footsteps, and now you're following in their footsteps, literally taking the same walk that they did, making this race a part of the fabric of your own family. And you know, and I'd love to see, and I know they exist, all of the families that have generational T-shirts from getting in this race.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that there are folks that have T-shirts in their family, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and today. Now, it sounds like something on the FM dial that we probably all experienced at one point. But, you know, it's just stuff. It's what happens when you get Mountain Dew in your system before 9 a.m., brother.
That's all right. We love that. go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, no. It's just, you know, you get to see, and the fact that you get to see these generations going with each other, that you have families doing the course, whether it's walking the course or running the course, and to see all of this that turn into a family experience also. You couldn't write anything any more Chamber of Commerce than that.
And the other thing about this is, Sam, if there is footage over the years from the families or even the city, what you also get is a view of how this city has grown. The landscape from when it started back in the 70s and the buildings you ran past that weren't here that are here now. Sort of thing. It's kind of cool again. John Nelson, GPB, joining Sam Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Fantastic. John, while we got you here, give us a little Atlanta United. I mean, we thought we were going to get another win, and for the first time during the second interim tenure of Rob Valentino, they had a setback last night. But this team is working as hard as it can, considering the way it has had to evolve through the course of this season, right?
Yep, and you are in the bane of players and front offices' existence right now, that dreaded specter of schedule compression. And here in this month alone, it's 6 matches in 19 days. And it literally is this week. You played last night in New England, and it was a tough 2-1 loss. Then you're on a flight, I imagine, as soon as it was over. Everybody's in the Foxborough. You got to drive someplace. You can't fly out of Foxborough unless you're maybe trying to jump off of the old Toby Keith diner. But, you know, you're driving to Providence after the match is over. You're flying to Salt Lake City. Real Salt Lake is toward the top of the Western Conference. They were in a shootout last night. So you're going out there. And then you come back to Atlanta on Tuesday to play in the Open Cup. And you're playing Indy 11, a team that is in the division lower in the U.S. soccer pyramid than where Atlanta United is. You win that, and you are 2 wins away from a trophy. In everything that has gone on in this season, you are 2 wins if you beat Indy 11. Right now, you're 3 wins away from a trophy.
Yeah.
And then that gets you into CONCACAF, and that, you know, sets another bar for you. But after that, you're flying to Montreal next Saturday. Then you come back. You've got the 17th and the 20th. You've got your 2 home matches with New York City and with Columbus. Then it's the All-Star break. So schedule compression.
Right.
Yay!
I know. I told you, he's like a little kid here. It's like he's just dropping in 6 flags. But we got to let you go, buddy. We appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to your Mountain Dew. But as always, thank you. Thank you for getting up and joining us and giving your perspective on this day. Because I really is. It is just something special. And you have to experience it in person. Whether you're walking,
certainly do, gentlemen. And I'm going back to seeing what the life is like for all the 60,000 spectators and participants here on Peachtree Road. Enjoy your July 4th. Happy birthday, America.
That's John Nelson. The one and only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sam, I can actually play this on the guitar. This is the only thing I can play on the guitar. I know those chords. I can do it. I do it for 3 hours. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this 4th of July morning, we are here at the Peace Street Road Race, being yelled at all morning long,
yes.
And we couldn't be happier about it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing more.
I can't hear a word you're saying because your microphone is above your head.
There we go. And I got it in place. How do you know you've been out here too long and the heat's getting to you? Oh, here comes some. Uh-oh.
All right, Sandra.
Hey!
There she goes. Okay, that's our fourth co-worker.
Co-worker has come through.
All right.
Our folks are participating in this event today. What's going on, man?
We got a guest we got to bring on here.
Okay.
Right now. Joe Patrick. I believe we have Joe.
You got Joe? Well?
I'm here, guys.
What's going on, man? Joe Patrick,
First
of all, thank you for being with us, and how come you ain't out here running?
Probably a couple reasons I'm not out there. Some having to do with my bodily fitness and whatnot, but, you know, it's such a great event. Love the Peachtree Road Race. You know, I grew up here in Atlanta. Just, you know, one of those things that just comes with the territory of 4th of July.
You know, Joe, when we started out this morning, there were people running through here, and it was like a sprint to make it through here. But you could tell these were serious runners. We're down to the people here. A lot of them are walking by with a beverage in one hand. What's up? What's up, bro? You all right? Good to see you, man.
There you go. All right. Go. Wait. Go ahead. This is what happens, Jim.
All right, man.
Everybody knows Sam. They come up to you and they interrupt your thing here. You were asking him a question.
White cap. He's a referee, college football referee. But anyway, we're out here with this. And that's what we're talking about, being out here. Thoughts about today, also baseball being a part of what we do in Atlanta. This is a big part of it, the fireworks display at the Braves game, and we're going to get to have that again today, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all just Americana, baby. It's all America all day today. And there's nothing we do like, yeah, fireworks. That's, you know, that's as American as it gets, right? I have a funny story, guys. I ran a 5K, just like a 5K, many years ago. And I was running it in place of my best friend's sister. Her fiance was going to run with her. He had to bail out, and I happened to be in town. It was in Chicago. And he filled out the form wrong, and I was given bib number 6.
Oh,
I was supposed to start with the people who were running, like, 4-minute miles and such. It was pretty funny. And then I show up. Yeah. Bib number 6. The old Big Ten 5K Classic up there in Chicago.
Go ahead, Joe. Just keep talking, Joe.
All those folks are gone, Joe. All the 4-minute mile folks are gone. We're down to the people who are running. They got a beer in one hand.
Exactly.
And they're coming up taking pictures with us, which we're doing right now.
I would say the people who have a beer in hand are still in the course are the biggest sportsmen of all of the runners. You know, they're integrating all the different aspects that make this day great and the race such a fun time, you know. So you gotta give them props for it.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg as we are here for the Peachtree Road Race, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, where you want to go first, buddy, as far as Atlanta United or what's going on, hopefully, with Falcons or the Braves? Or we'll let you.
Cause or Chris
you
were, Sale.
You were, yeah, yeah, they're already talking Cy Young coming here for that dude.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what you've seen so far?
I can just vamp on some Atlanta United here for a second, since they just had a game last night, and it was pretty awful. I think only the Sickos committee was actually tuned in for that game, because it was your classic midseason MLS, kind of a drudge fest, honestly, and especially for Atlanta United. They're without Thiago Almada, without Yorgos Yakimakis. It's a bit of a threadbare squad right now, even though they have some of their more kind of core squad pieces back of guys who are competing at the Euros and such, but you could just tell it was a team that didn't have that same kind of class about them when you don't have those kinds of guys who can get on the ball and really create like Thiago Almada especially could. He, of course, isn't officially gone, but I think that deal could be announced today even. I mean, there's been plenty of photographs and such of him down in Brazil and getting ready to play for what will be his new club team, Botafogo, which will be for about the next several months through the end of the calendar year, before then he goes over to play in France and then potentially in England as a part of this Eagle Football Holdings group, which is a weird transfer that he made. You know, usually you see a player go from club to club. In this case, it's going from a club to a network of clubs owned by this one guy who is actually an American-based guy. So it'll be interesting to see how they deal without him, because the transfer window doesn't open for in MLS until July 18th. So this team cannot officially add anybody to its roster until then. They've already got one left back lined up ready to get into the team at that point. But, you know, it's going to be a key period of the season for Atlanta United and their playoff hopes go, as far as just like, you got to be able to cling on and just stay in touching distance of some of these other teams before you get those big key players in that I expect this team to make in replacing Gigi and Thiago.
Yeah, and that's the thing you wonder about this team, how long that process will take. You're going to bring somebody in. You hope they're going to be a good fit for you, and they're going to come in and mesh fairly quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And mesh quickly. Also, I don't know if you guys remember these kinds of things that happen, but oftentimes when you sign these players from, you know, internationally, they have to go through this process of waiting for their visa and all this stuff. And sometimes that can just really drag out. Hopefully, you know, knock on wood, that won't be a big hurdle to clear for this team and these players coming into it over the course of the season, because, like I said there, Sam, you just need these guys to get on the field and integrate with the team as much as possible. If they can, I think that, you know, this team could receive a significant bump, not unlike, you know, teams in baseball when they make big deals at the trade deadline and such. how they kind of get a jolt out of that. And I think in soccer, especially for an Atlanta United team that's just really had a tough season, just trying to plod through all this stuff, to get like a couple guys in that you really believe in that can really kind of inject a freshness into the team, both tactically, but also just kind of with their energy and the spirit. I mean, I think that this team could get a real kind of significant boost by that, because these are going to be very high quality players. These are the players we're talking about that this team can spend unlimited amounts of money on. So who knows who they could even bring in. You know it's going to be a good player, though, and someone that this team thinks can be a great player for Atlanta United for the long term. But yeah, getting them in as quickly as possible, I think, is going to be of tantamount importance this year.
Hey, Joe, you wear multiple hats, and I can never tell from season to season or week to week where your focus is on. So I don't want to assume you've been on the Braves beat. What else have you been following beside Atlanta United?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the Falcons, we'll be at the training camp covering them every single day as soon as training camp starts, which is exciting. Yesterday, they just announced that the official times of the practices are going to be open to fans. Unfortunately, there's only going to be a couple of them. They're going to be very early on in the training camp process. You never know. Maybe they, toward the latter end of it, you know, feel like they can, you know, do another one at like a high school or something. But they're going to be at secondary high school for the NFL training camp is back weekend on July 27th. I believe that practice will start at 6 p.m. And then they'll be back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 2nd. And that one will be, the secondary high school one will be absolutely free to the public. Anyone who, the people who show up first will get in, and it will be closed off based on just the capacity of the stadium. And then I believe it's like maybe $5 or something for the Mercedes-Benz Stadium practice a few days later. So definitely worth trying to go out and catch one of those, because, you know, there's definitely, I will tell you, as someone who's just been at OTAs, and again, it's just OTAs, and they're just kind of passing the ball and you know, not hitting and everything, but this is going to be a different team, guys. Like with Kirk Cousins, you can already see there's like different kind of routes, there's different methods being used on the field. There's obviously still a very talented group, but they should really all be elevated, especially on that offensive side, by the improvement at the quarterback position. And just everything that Kirk Cousins brings to this team is exactly what they've needed, both on the field and what he can do in the passing game and the way that he can distribute the ball to all these different playmakers the Falcons have amassed over the last few years, but also kind of off the field and helping, like, you know, show some of these players like what the best practices are for like getting yourself prepared and getting yourself ready to play. I think it's evident just in seeing how he's come back from his Achilles injury, just how then in his preparation he talks. You know, if you've seen that that Netflix documentary, you'll see all about kind of the body work and all the preparation that he puts into on a, not even like a weekly basis during the season, but around the year, around the clock. So it's going to be a really positive addition for the Falcons. And fans are going to be really excited, I think, by what they see when they come out to these practices.
Sam. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, what I wanted to know was if you've been out there preparing to go back out there, the messaging. Right,
I've been playing some golf. That's about the extent of me getting ready for the summer.
Well, okay. But one of the things that we had talked about earlier was when we were going to find the identity. How long was it going to take for that to be prevalent during this training camp and into the season?
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to find that. And, you know, but I think that, you know, the new kind of Falcon emerge just under Raheem Morris. I think that he brings so much of a different kind of energy that I think that everybody's clinging on to. But we won't truly know until we actually get into the games and we see how they respond. We see how they play. We see, you know, what their strengths and weaknesses are. But this is such a make or break, but for a lot of the players on this team, especially like players that we expect to kind of take some, you know, leaps in their career, and a lot of these guys are on the defense side of the ball, with Arnold, Evan Anderson, some of the guys in the secondary. Like, these are guys the Falcons need to see improvements from this year. And it's not to say that they are like disappointing to this point, but it's just, you know, this is where you need some of those players to step up and really prove that they're worth these kind of second, third round draft capital that the Falcons have placed on several of these guys throughout the year. So it's going to be, you know, really important. And I think that they're just leaning into Raheem Morris being able to, especially on defense, kind of just coach up that side of the ball with a lot of young guys. There's a lot of, I think, hunger on that defensive side of the ball. And you just hope to see, you know, I hate to say it, but just like a fast physical defense is going to make some mistakes probably. But hopefully they also have some talents that are going to allow them to be good enough to allow this offense to lead to a successful football team.
All right, man. Listen, we appreciate it. Here's the deal. We may reach back out to you and have you talk some Braves with us over the weekend, but thank you for getting up and joining us today. Little Atlanta United, little Falcons on this 4th of July. That ain't too bad. Joe, as always, we appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Happy 4th.
There you go.
Happy 4th to you, man.
It is Joe Patrick joining us. We are just still down here enjoying ourselves and looking at the sea of people running by us at the Peachtree Road Race. It is Sam and Greg right here in the heart of Midtown. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 4th of July, Thursday morning. I almost said Monday morning. Thursday morning. Here for the Peachtree Road Race. And again, it's just one of those things that takes place in this state. Forget about the city, just this state that's special. In fact, it's one of the more special events that takes place, if you're going to talk about the world of running, in this country. Because 10K... and it has grown with every year, as has the city. So when you look at this city, we were talking earlier with Chesley, the people who have run, the generations that have run in this, the shirts. You didn't think about that. The first shirt that they had back in the 70s compared to the shirts that they get today and the designs that have been on them. But the buildings that you run past on this route that have changed over the years.
When they started out, they ran past Sears and Roebuck in Buckhead.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about where I almost Sears and Roebuck's I went to was up in Northlake.
No, Sears was at the split right there where Peachtree splits Roswell Road and Peachtree Street right there. Mm-hmm. There's a Sears right there. It used to be a big old Sears right there.
Oh, okay. So let's recap. We want to recap.
So back then, they ran past Sears.
That's true. Some of the people that we have seen today, starting with the mayor.
We actually saw him after talking with him, and we appreciate, once again, thanks to Mayor Andre Dickens for really kicking things off with us, being on at the very top of our broadcast
this morning.
Talked about all the pride he feels about this event and all the agencies and organizations that pull together to make this the very best event in the country of its kind. So it's great to spend some time with him.
So we got to talk to the mayor. Then we got to talk to Shannon Brownbun, which I'm going to get to in just a second, because I want to mention that we had the I want to thank you for lining this up, the CEO and director of the Atlanta Track Club, Rich Kennard. Mm-hmm. He joined us. Talked about everything you needed to know as far as the event, what's going on with
the track club.
Except
he's never run it.
Yeah, he's never run it. What's up with that? Neither is Chesley. And they're both a part
staples,
of this thing.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you something else. So we talked to Rich earlier, but we now have, and they're sitting here huffing and puffing after running all this.
Yeah.
Not just for today. Today was kind of like a, you know, it's a training thing for real runners. But I want to acknowledge Steve Bell. Steve Bell is a member of the Atlanta Track Club. 8-year member, Sam. And he ran this today with Shannon. He is in that 50s, Masters 50, I know there's a word I'm supposed to use here, but I'm going to say level. So, obviously, he's got some age on him, but he's still getting it done.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He's one. He's also on a competitive team. Did I get that right? There you go. I want to make sure I get all this stuff right here. So, we have him. He was a part of it today. He's come by the broadcast location, and we want to once again thank Shannon. Because this morning she did yeoman's work. She called us up from an area that was only occupied by the elite runners.
And she had to deal with a MARTA delay.
And they had to deal with a MARTA delay. And obviously that's been taken care of. But that would drive me more crazy than anything. I mean, you know what I mean? You've been sitting home. It's like being stuck on an elevator. You know, I get your mouth all ready to get down here and run, and you stuck there, and you got to sit there. Was the air conditioning on? The air conditioning went off, too.
Wait.
On the MARTA train. Anyway, I want to remind you that Shannon is doing an Ironman right now and wants you to check out the things that she's done. Because she works with not only kids throughout this area, but she's part of the Disney Track Club along with Atlanta. I don't know how many different clubs she's part of. But what's going on with the Ironman, you want to check her out at, and again, it's the Shannon Brownbun on Instagram. That's all you can do. Just go there. Go look up Shannon Brownbun on Instagram, and you can see who our correspondent was earlier this morning. And if you want to help her out a little bit, They had nothing wrong with that. She won't have a problem with that either.
She appreciates. Right. She greatly appreciated.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this really special morning. And let's just take a second for you and I. How have you enjoyed this morning, man?
Oh, this has been great.
We've been too busy yelling at people and people yelling at us.
You know what?
That's
the fun of it. That's what you expect when you do this. And now some people have seen us here for a couple of years, and they say, okay, when they come by, they yell and they shout at us. And they come over and want to hug us and sweat on us.
Well, I'm waiting for that part.
That's okay.
I'm waiting for
that's
people to come sweat on me. I ain't saying that. This is, you know, we have our friends that we talk to, and we always ask them after we tell them that we're going to be broadcasting from this location, that have you run it? Have you been a part of it? And they say, nah, I can't run it and all this stuff. This is the part of the race where everybody who says they can't run it could be a part of.
Yeah.
And that's just walking it. That's just being a part of it. We're down from Lululemon, too. They got a bunch of cheerleaders down there, and they're, you know, greeting you just before you get to our location.
But like I said, we're down to, like, some of the joggers or just some walkers, maybe some people who are doing this for the first time just to see if they – just to make the course. And then, you know, maybe the next year you're half run, half walk. And gradually get to the point where you get a jog.
Who was that that just said that? Our little movie star here from the TV, from the commercial, Garrett. Garrett said he's going to do it next year, right?
He always said. Wait for Garrett, man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, by the way, no Barbie outfits.
I'm so
Nobody
surprised.
Running in a Barbie outfit.
I thought they would have seen a whole crew of people in Barbie outfits running, but there have been none. A lot of Lady Liberties. Of course, when we met Kara, she's still over there working across the street, man. She's still getting.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that's right. She is waving it, folks. We have not had a chance, and I don't know if she's on or she's got a second. She's got sparks coming off her fingers. Noelle, if you have a second, can you pick up the headphones and join us for a second, and I'll let you go. But Sam, we got to take care of something here.
All right.
When Noelle, when you get a second, if she gets a second to come on and join us, we have to acknowledge what she has done.
Okay.
In the meantime, who you got sitting next to you?
Man, we talked to this guy earlier. We don't know where he was headed. He has landed here, all decked out in Philadelphia attire.
Oh wait, give me those back there real quick. Hang on a second here. We got to do something. Keep going.
Okay. All right. You know, and so glad that Terrell Thomas has stopped by to hang out with us for a bit. Always great to see him. You know, a lot of different things, and he is always great to contribute to our program. And here he is, man. Great to see you.
I thought I had to take care of something else first, but we got you here.
You didn't do any running, though, did you?
No, I mean, I did a light sprint to come down here and join you guys from where the parking area was.
Is this the first time you've joined us on the air on the remote?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling being out here with you gentlemen, I will say.
Yeah.
You are here.
Come downstairs,
I see.
Good morning. How are you today?
Did you give me a bobblehead yesterday? Nah, I
went up there just to, you know, I had to scout the arena before we get down here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, that's all.
We asked for her to come on. She don't come on for us, but Terrell comes on.
Terrell comes on.
She jumps right out. She mad. I told you she mad at us.
Oh, wow.
We had all these interviews. Noelle, we would like to publicly thank you for the job that you have done today. Broadcast with us. I appreciate you guys.
I've had a ball. It's been a fast-paced moving show. We are on time, and I'm gonna keep y'all on time. So thank you for that, and I'm gonna let y'all get back.
Okay, we'll let you go. Go do your thing.
We just saw one of our devoted listeners who just said good morning, Georgia, and then he and Sosha said you guys look a lot better on the radio. Nice.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Very nice. Very nice. As the officials say, they're giving us the business down here.
So where are the kids at today, man? Or what's up with you? Is this like a day? What would it be like to spend this day with no games and like that going on? Is she a Six Flags? Are there a cookout, barbecue someplace? What's up?
I know they're going to get some barbecue time in. They're spending a little time with mom, so I know they'll do a barbecue. I knew I wouldn't be able to spend the 4th with them, so Tuesday, we went to Minnesota for the day and went to the Nickelodeon Universe and Mall of America.
Oh, whoa, what do you mean the Nickelodeon Universe? I didn't know it was in Minnesota.
Yeah, nice.
It's pretty nice. It's an indoor amusement park right in the middle of the mall. So that was just kind of to cap off the June and which they've had, of course. One of her highlights that she mentioned to me yesterday, you know, I was on the air with Sam and Greg.
That
gave me a good chuckle. But it would just probably be pool time. This is the first 4th of July in a long time where I haven't actually got on the grill. So that's a little different. But I'm quite sure they'll be out at the barbecue with their mom having a good time.
Fantastic, man. We're glad you had a chance to stop through with us and hang out with us some today. I mean, I rolled in here about 4:30 this morning. But the minute you got out of the car, you can feel it's going to be some humidity. It's going to be hot. Now, I hope everybody out here looks like they're staying hydrated. I see some people walking with little cups in their hands.
Another actor.
You got to do what you got to do.
I just saw another actor going by.
Another one?
Yeah. I got about 8 or so I've seen so far this morning. Trying to keep a low profile, but they ain't sliding by me. I can see who you are. And I can see what project you've been on. I've also seen a couple athletes, but I'm not, you know, I kind of saw them after. It looked like a couple basketball players went by. Not current, but look like we were sitting here, was it last year, year before Kyle Korver came walking by us?
Yep.
So we got some of them guys in here, too. It has been a marvelous morning.
Right
now, do we have Garrett joining us or afterwards? Is he on the air? Or is he producing? Well, I don't know. I know John Fricke is not following us. We don't have that information. Who we're going to turn this Thursday broadcast over to?
I think he is.
It is John Fricke?
I believe so. I think that's who Garrett is in to work along with today.
Okay. What wasn't sure? Well, then Mr. Fricke. It is Mr. Fricke.
There we go.
I wish we had a chance to get John in here and ask if John has ever been a part of this.
I bet John Fricke has run the Peachtree Road Race. All right, now thanks for listening.
Oh, he's listening live right now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
We've had that happen a couple times when people pay attention to us and somebody runs up behind him and kicks their shoe off.
Here's Paul Revere and the Raiders.
There we go. Look at these guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah, nice outfits.
Again, just a very, very special day out here. And again, from Noel to the people that have stopped by, we want to thank everybody. That has come by the broadcast location. Who am I forgetting to thank?
I don't know who else you got. You can all.
Okay. I think I got to them.
Okay.
We got Big Mike.
Yep.
Monique. We got who else? I think that's it.
All right.
Are we ready for Saturday and what we're going to be talking about? Just
you're going to get that. Obviously, on Saturday, you know what we do? We're going to hear from Karen. You know, it's just a big weekend coming up.
That's what I'm
saying. We'll hear from Karen Pistana as Wimbledon will hit the halfway point. We'll see who's still in. We'll see who's out. And NASCAR is in your hometown. They're driving through the streets again. Are we going to be able to preview that and talk
about
that?
They got some nasty weather heading toward the Midwest, and so I don't know. Hopefully it'll pass through Chicago then.
Maybe so, because they ended up driving in the rain last year. so they do that.
I want to thank everybody who has walked by here, though, and that listens to Sam and I. We are in this morning, been in for morning shift, and now, I guess,
steakhouse, because we had some people riding by. People asking us about steak. Where's Steaky?
And they call it Steaky.
He's probably at the beach or something. I don't know.
He just got back from Europe. I don't think he went to the beach again. But who knows?
He may be at the lake.
Who knows?
He's getting a group together so they can get the Celtics.
See, there you go.
Thanking everybody that has come up and listens to us on the weekends. Again, Sam and Greg, you can hear us Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 until 10, until football season starts. And again, for those people who have run by, and thank us for that one. Thank you as we get on out of here. Mr. Crenshaw, got a big day planned.
I'm going to go and cool off.
Okay. .com and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
She was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 4th of July, Thursday morning. I almost said Monday morning. Thursday morning. Here for the Peachtree Road Race. Again, it's just one of those things that takes place in this state. Forget about the city, just this state that's special. In fact, it's one of the more special events that takes place, if you're going to talk about the world of running, in this country. Because 10K, and it has grown with every year, as has the city. So when you look at this city, we were talking earlier with Chesley, the people who have run, the generations that have run in this, the shirts. You didn't think about that. The first shirt that they had back in the 70s compared to the shirts that they get today and the designs that have been on them. But the buildings that you run past on this route that have changed over the years.
When they started out, they ran past Sears and Roebuck in Buckhead.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about where Sears. I only Sears and Roebuck's I went to was up in North Lake.
No, Sears was at the split right there with Peachtree Splits, Roswell Road and Peachtree Street right there. Mm-hmm. There's a Sears right there. It used to be a big old Sears right there.
Oh, okay. So let's recap. Do we want to recap?
So back then, they ran past Sears.
That's true. Some of the people that we have seen today, starting with the mayor.
We actually saw him after talking with him, and we appreciate, once again, thanks to Mayor Andre Dickens for really kicking things off with us, being on at the very top of our broadcast this morning.
Did.
Talked about all the pride he feels about this event and all the agencies and organizations that pull together to make this the very best event in the country of its kind. So it's great to spend some time with him.
So we got to talk to the mayor. Then we got to talk to Shannon Brownbum, which I'm going to get to in just a second, because I want to mention that we had the, I want to thank you for lining this up, the CEO and director of the Atlanta Track Club, Rich Kennard. Mm-hmm. He joined us, talked about everything you needed to know as far as the event, what's going on with
Except
the track
club. Except he's never run it.
Yeah, he's never run it. What's up with that? Neither is Chesley. And they're both a part
Staples,
of this thing.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you something else. So we talked to Rich earlier, but we now have, and they're sitting here huffing and puffing after running all this.
Yeah.
Not just for today. Today was kind of like a, you know, it's a training thing for real runners. But I want to acknowledge Steve Bell. Steve Bell is a member of the Atlanta Track Club. 8-year member, Sam. And he ran this today with Shannon. He is in that 50s, Masters 50, I know there's a word I'm supposed to use here, but I'm going to say level. So, obviously, okay. He's got some age on him, but he's still getting it done.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He's one. He's also on a competitive team. Did I get that right? There you go. I want to make sure I get all this stuff right here. So, we have him. He was a part of it today. He's come by the broadcast location, and we want to once again thank Shannon. Because this morning she did yeoman's work. She called us up from an area that was only occupied by the elite runners.
And she had to deal with a MARTA delay.
And they had to deal with a MARTA delay. And obviously that's been taken care of. But that would drive me more crazy than anything. I mean, you know what I mean? You've been sitting home. It's like being stuck on an elevator. You know, I get your mouth all ready to get down here and run, and you stuck there, and you got to sit there. Was the air conditioning on? The air conditioning went off, too.
Wait.
On the MARTA train. Anyway, I want to remind you that Shannon is doing an Ironman right now and wants you to check out the things that she's done. Because she works with not only kids throughout this area, but she's part of the Disney Track Club along with Atlanta. I don't know how many different clubs she's part of. But what's going on with the Ironman, you want to check her out at, and again, it's the Shannon Brownbum on Instagram. That's all you can do. Just go there. Go look up Shannon Brownbum on Instagram, and you can see who our correspondent was earlier this morning. And if you want to help her out a little bit, there's nothing wrong with that. She won't have a problem with that either.
She appreciates. She greatly appreciated.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this really special morning. And let's just take a second for you and I. How have you enjoyed this morning, man?
Oh, this has been
great. We've been too busy yelling at people, and people yelling at us.
You know what?
That's
the fun of it. That's what you expect when you do this. And now some people have seen us here for a couple of years, and they say, okay, when they come by, and they yell and they shout at us, and they come over and want to hug us and sweat on us. And
well, I'm waiting for that part.
That's okay.
I'm waiting for people
to
come sweat on me. I ain't seen that. This is, you know, we have our friends that we talk to, and we always ask them after we tell them that we're going to be broadcasting from this location, that have you run it? Have you been a part of it? And they say, nah, I can't run it and all this stuff. This is the part of the race where everybody who says they can't run it could be a part of.
Yeah.
And that's just walking it. That's just being a part of it. We're down from Lululemon, too. They got a bunch of cheerleaders down there. They're, you know, greeting you just before you get to our location.
But like I said, we're down to, like, some of the joggers or just some walkers, maybe some people who are doing this for the first time just to make the course. And
right.
Then, you know, you maybe the next year you're half run, half walk. And gradually get to the point where you get a jog.
Who was that just said that? Our little movie star here from the commercial. Garrett. Garrett said he's going to do it next year, right?
He always says. We wait for Garrett, man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929thegame.com. Hey, by the way, no Barbie outfits.
I'm so
Nobody
surprised.
Running in a Barbie outfit.
I thought they would have seen a whole crew of people in Barbie outfits running, but there have been none. Seen a lot of Lady Liberties. Of course, when we met Kara, she's still over there working across the street, man. She's still getting.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, that's right. She is waving it, folks. We have not had a chance, and I don't know if she's on or she's got a second. She's got sparks coming off her fingers. Noelle, if you have a second, can you pick up the headphones and join us for a second, and I'll let you go. But Sam, we got to take care of something here.
All right,
so
all right.
Noelle, when you get a second, if she gets a second to come on and join us, we have to acknowledge what
okay.
she has done.
Okay.
In the meantime, who you got sitting next to you?
Man, we talked to this guy earlier. We don't know where he was headed. He has landed here, all decked out in Philadelphia attire.
Oh wait, hey, give me those back there real quick. Hang on a second. Here, we got to do some. Keep going.
Okay. All right. You know, and so glad that Terrell Thomas has stopped by to hang out with us for a bit. Always great to see him. You know, a lot of different things, and he is always great to contribute to our program. And here he is, man. Great to see you.
I thought I had to take care of something else first, but we got you here.
You didn't do any running, though, did you?
No, I did a light sprint to come down here and join you guys from where the parking area was.
Is this the first time you've joined us on the air on the remote?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling being out here with you gentlemen, I will
yeah.
say.
Yeah. You're here
downstairs,
on
I see.
Good morning. How are you today?
Did you give me a bobblehead yesterday? Nah, it's cool.
I went up there just to, you know, I had to scout the arena before we get down here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, that's all.
We asked for her to come on. She don't come on for us, but Terrell comes on.
Terrell comes on.
And
hey!
She jumps right out. She's mad. I told you she's mad at us.
Oh, wow.
We had all these interviews. Noelle, we would like to publicly thank you for the job that you have done
Absolutely.
Today. Her first broadcast with us. Sam. I'm gonna do this. I appreciate you guys.
I've had a yeah. ball. It's been a fast-paced moving show. We are on time, yeah. and I'm gonna keep y'all on time. So thank you for
yes.
that, and I'm gonna let y'all get back.
Okay, we'll let you go. Go do your thing.
We just saw one of our devoted listeners who just said good morning, Georgia, and then he and Sosha said you guys look a lot better on the radio. Nice.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Very nice. Very nice.
I ain't gonna say a word.
All right, they as the official said, they're giving us the business down here.
So where are the kids at today, man? Or what's up with you? Is this like a day? What would it be like to spend this day with no games and like that going on? Is she a Six Flags? Or there a cookout, barbecue someplace? What's up?
I know they're going to get some barbecue time in. They're spending a little time with mom, so I know they'll do a barbecue. I knew I wouldn't be able to spend the 4th with them. So Tuesday, we went to Minnesota for the day and went to the Nickelodeon Universe and Mall of America.
What do you mean the Nickelodeon Universe? I didn't know it was in Minnesota.
Yeah. Nice.
It's pretty nice. It's an indoor amusement park right in the middle of the mall. So that was just kind of to cap off the June and which they've had, of course. One of her highlights that she mentioned to me yesterday, you know, I was on the air with Sam and Greg.
That
gave me a good chuckle. But it would just probably be pool time. This is the first 4th of July in a long time where I haven't actually got on the grill. So that's a little different. But I'm quite sure they'll be out at the barbecue with their mom having a good time.
Fantastic, man. We're glad you had a chance to stop through with us and hang out with us some today. I mean, I rolled in here about 4:30 this morning. But the minute you got out of the car, you can feel it's going to be some humidity. It's going to be hot. Now, I hope everybody out here looks like they're staying hydrated. I see some people walking with little cups in their hands.
There's another actor.
You got to do what you got to do.
I just saw another actor going by.
Another one?
Yeah. I got about 8 or so I've seen so far this morning. Trying to keep a low profile, but they ain't sliding by me. I can see who you are, and I can see what project you've been on. I've also seen a couple athletes, but I'm not, you know, I kind of saw them after. It looked like a couple basketball players went by. Not current, but look like we were sitting here, was it last year, year before Kyle Korver came walking
yep,
by us?
Yep.
So
yep.
We got some of them guys in here, too. It has been just a
we'll do it.
A marvelous morning. Right, now, do we have Garrett joining us or afterwards? Is he on the air? Or is he producing? Well, I don't know. I know John Fricke is not following us. We don't have that information. Who we're going to turn this Thursday broadcast over to?
I think he is.
It is John Fricke?
I believe so. I think that's who Garrett is in to work along with today.
Okay. What wasn't sure? Well, then, Mr. Fricke. It is,
yeah,
Mr. Fricke.
There we go.
I wish we had a chance to get John in here and ask if John has ever been a part of this. He has
John
done
Fricke
this for
a number of years. I bet John Fricke has run the Peachtree Road Race. All right, now thanks for listening.
Oh, he's listening live right now.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Cool.
We've had that happen a couple times when people pay attention to us and somebody runs up behind him and kicks their shoe off.
Here's Paul Revere and the Raiders.
There we go. Look at these guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah, nice outfits.
Again, just a very, very special day out here. And again, from Noel to the people that have stopped by, we want to thank everybody that has come by the broadcast location. Who am I forgetting to thank?
I don't know who else you got.
Okay. I think I got to them.
Okay.
We got Big Mike.
Yep.
Monique. We got who else? I think that's it.
All right.
Are we ready for Saturday and what we're going to be talking about?
You're going to get that. Obviously, on Saturday, we're going to hear from Karen. You know, it's just a big weekend coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll hear from Karen Pistana as Wimbledon will hit the halfway point. We'll see who's still in. We'll see who's out. And NASCAR is in your hometown. They're driving through the streets again. Are we going to be able to preview that and talk
they
about that?
They got some nasty weather heading toward the Midwest, and so I don't know. Hopefully, it'll pass through Chicago then.
Maybe so, because they ended up driving in the rain last year. we do that.
So, want to thank everybody who has walked by here, though, and that listens to Sam and I. We are in this morning, been in for morning shift, and now, I guess, steakhouse.
Steakhouse, because we had some people riding by. People asking us about steak. Where's Steaky?
And they call it Steaky.
He's probably at the beach or something. I don't know.
He just got back from Europe. I don't think he went to the beach again. But who knows?
He may be at the lake.
Who knows?
He's getting a group together so they can get the Celtics.
See, there you go.
Thanking everybody that has come up and listens to us on the weekends. Again, Sam and Greg, you can hear us Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 until 10, until football season starts. And again, for those people who have run by, and thank us for that one, thank you, as we get on out of here. Mr. Crenshaw,
yep.
Got a big day planned.
I'm going to go and cool off.
Okay. Terrell, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, as
and
always.
And Noel, as always, thank you. We're going to get on out of here and enjoy these last little bits of the race. Everybody, thank you for coming by our location. It is Sam and Greg here for the Peachtree Road Race right here in the heart of Midtown. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.